As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The Burt Show.
So yeah, he was thrown for a loop when his girlfriend came to him and was like, hey, let's spice things up. Let's add some people to the bedroom. I have some names. And he's like, no. And she's like, okay, that's fine. I'll just go on vacation with her.
And he was like, what? No.
Excuse me? All right, so give us a little more detail, Mo.
So in the first few months of their relationship, he caught his girlfriend emotionally cheating. But he did forgive her, and they moved past it. And she suggested that they play piano with her best friend. And he wasn't on board, so obviously just the ask of that could have been offensive, even though it was hypothetical. And immediately, we called this a major red flag and told him that he should be concerned with the fact that she even asked this. So that led him to have some insecurity issues, and she had an upcoming solo trip planned that he was very worried about, wasn't sure if she was going to hook up with other people, if she got the chance. And the last that we heard, he planned on confronting her before the trip to help his insecurity. So what happened before that trip?
So if I remember back, like, I don't blame him for being like paranoid. If my husband comes to me and says, hey, let's spice things up in the bedroom, let's add a third, and he's not even pulling a name out of a hat. He's saying, hey, let's get this friend to join us. And I'm like, no, thanks, but no thanks. And he's like, okay, that's cool. Well, I'm going to go have like a weekend getaway with this person. In my head, I'm like, well, that's the name you brought up, and that's the name you wanted to bring into the bedroom. Then what makes me think you're going to be loyal and faithful when you're on a trip, when you've already thought about them in that capacity?
I feel like that entire trip, that would be in the back of my mind. I wouldn't be able to do anything else but wonder if you actually out there cheating on me with this person that you brought up specifically.
I mean, I know you're a catastrophizer. There's no way this would fly with you.
Oh, yeah. And I'm an avoidant attachment style, so I'm running. Like, you bring this up to me, and I'm out of the relationship. You can't cover up the fact that you're attracted to someone with the fact that they're your quote-unquote best friend. Just because they're your bestie, if you want to sleep with them, you don't get to go on vacation alone with them.
All right, so here is the update. Hi, all. Thanks for reading my email. I appreciate your feedback. You all were right about her being a red flag, but I didn't know how big of a red flag this was until I tried to confront her. A few days before our talk, I found her secretly talking to another man on Snapchat. When I questioned her about the guy, she swore he was just a friend.
Reminds me of Biz Markie.
Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend.
Oh, we're doing this.
But you say he's just a friend.
Oh, baby, you.
Okay, now we gotta focus. There was no way we were gonna keep on doing that without getting it out of my system.
I was there for it.
Okay, all right, so if he's such a friend, why would she have to hide it from me? Our argument then escalated when I told her about my concerns about her spending the weekend with her quote-unquote friend she casually wants to hook up with. She tried to reassure me that she wasn't going to do anything without my permission. She went on to say that when she's drinking, she likes to explore with women. I told her if she likes to explore so much, she shouldn't expect me to stand by her side. She stormed out of our apartment, and we haven't spoke since. I'm crushed because this is a woman I wanted to build a future with, and now everything is ruined. Anyway, thanks for all the advice you gave a former boyfriend, Josh.
Aww, Josh.
That's sad. This would be one of those moments for me where I know I would have to go through the sadness of it, but I would be happy that it happened sooner than later, because that's just too much quote-unquote friendliness for me. And you, I mean, are you ever going to be able to feel secure in this relationship knowing that she's moving this way?
And he has every right not to, especially since he busted her on Snapchat with another dude.
Yeah. I don't understand why people are so adamant about being in relationships when they want to explore. Like, this isn't the 19th century. Like, you are allowed to not be in a relationship. So I'm speaking specifically to her, that she seems like she's throwing this big hissy fit of like, what do you mean I can't sleep with other people? Okay, well, then why do you want to be in a relationship with Josh? Josh clearly wants something different than you. He wants monogamy, and he thought that you were going to be the one to give it to him. So Josh, I really feel for you here, because I know this is incredibly disappointing, but I think you got to let this girl go, because she clearly wants something different out of life than you do.
Yeah, I can imagine. I couldn't imagine how frustrating, because we have taken plenty of calls on this show. There's plenty of people in the lifestyle doing different things within their relationship, whether it be multiples, and whatever works for you works for you. But the idea of like Josh being in what you think is a committed monogamous relationship, and then you're basically blindsided by your partner saying, hey, I want to introduce other people. And I feel at that very moment, and if you're like, no, that's not my bag, that's not what I want to do, there's always going to be a little bit of resentment on the other person's side, and that is not something that they're just going to be able to squash and like lock in a box and not think about again.
If you want to move like that, there's nothing wrong with it. I just think it's something that you should bring up in a relationship as quickly as possible, as soon as you can, because to spring this on somebody midway through the relationship is wrong.
Yeah, it's not fair to Josh. So I'm sorry, Josh. I know you wanted to be with her forever, but I think you dodged a bullet.
The Burt Show.